Hello, this is Ron Paul.
And your phone bank.
Update for Monday, August 14th. There is something unsettling about how President Trump has surrounded himself with generals. From his defense secretary to his national security advisor to his White House chief of staff, Trump looks to senior military officers to fill key positions that have been customarily filled by civilians. He's surrounded by generals and threatens war at the drop of a hat. President Trump began last week by threatening fire and fury on North Korea. He continued through the week claiming falsely that Iran is violating the terms of the nuclear deal. He finally ended the week by threatening a U.S. military attack on Venezuela. He told reporters on Friday that we have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary. We have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering and they are dying, he said. Venezuela's defense minister called Trump's threat an act of craziness. Even more worrisome when Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro tried to call President Trump for clarification, he was refused. The White House stated that discussions with the Venezuelan president could only take place once democracy was restored in this country. Does that mean President Trump is moving toward declaring Maduro no longer the legitimate president of Venezuela? Is Trump taking a page from Obama's failed regime change policy for Syria and declaring that Maduro must go? The current unrest in Venezuela is related to the economic shortcomings of that country's centrally planned economy. The 20th century has shown us very clearly that state control over an economy leads to mismanagement, malinvestment, massive shortages, and finally, economic collapse. That is why those of us who advocate free market economics constantly warn that the U.S. government intervention in our own economy is leading us toward a similar financial crisis. But there is another factor in the unrest in Venezuela. For many years, the United States government, through the CIA, the National Endowments for Democracy, and the U.S. government-funded NGOs, have been trying to overthrow the Venezuelan government. Obama succeeded in 2002 when the then-president Hugo Chavez was briefly driven from office. Washington has spent millions trying to manipulate Venezuela's elections and to overturn the results. U.S. policy is to create unrest and then use that unrest as a pretext for U.S. intervention. Military officers play an important role in defending the United States. Their job is to fight and win wars. But the White House is becoming the war house, and the president seems to see war as a first solution rather than a last resort. His threats of military action against Venezuela that neither threatens nor could threaten the United States suggests a shocking lack of judgment. Congress should take President Trump's threats seriously. In the 1980s, when President Reagan was determined to overthrow the Nicaraguan government using a proxy army, Congress passed a series of amendments named after their author, Representative Edward Boland, to prohibit the president from using funds it appropriated to do so. Congress should make it clear in a similar manner that absent a Venezuelan attack on the United States, President Trump would be committing a serious crime and ignoring the Constitution were he to follow through with his threats. Maybe they should call it We're Not the World Policeman Act. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday.
Well, where would
the announcement, press 1.
Wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
One more time.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Wow, Prepper didn't hate Trump before. She's definitely going to hate him now. Because she's from Venezuela.
Yeah. Who knows? She might agree. Kind of oddball.
True that. Well, she hates Trump. She'll just disagree, just to disagree.
Yeah. Well, so now he's poking fingers at Venezuela, Russia, Middle East, and now Venezuela.
I thought we were friends, or he was friends with Putin.
Yeah, but he's still poking fingers at Russia.
Weird. maybe. Oh, yeah, right. WWF and WWE. They're yelling at each other, blah, 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 and really it's just big song and dance. Yeah, I didn't take Trump as a war mongrel. But I didn't vote for him neither. What the heck? This guy's taking Smokey Joe along. I guess I'm gonna have to pass him. Oh, I need to do my GPS coordinates thingy. That's right, I know where I'm going now.
Hello.
Maybe he slowed down for these guys. Hopefully he picks it up. Speed him is 75 through here.
I wonder if I'll get a light off of a skeleton.
No, probably not.
So I've learned my lesson. Do not attempt to participate in chat, or I'll just get kicked off the game.
Okay, I think I'm going to pass this guy. He's taking too long. I figured all these guys would be in a hurry. But then again, he's probably Mexican, and their trucks are usually pretty crappy. They can't really go that fast. Hang on, I got to shift.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a glitch or not, but it appears I can continue to fight and harvest berries and chop down trees all at the same time.
Weird.
Anyway, I'm not going to report it as a glitch because...
It's a good glitch.
It's a good glitch.
Well, you can do it back-to-back. I mean, there's no delay. And you can run pretty fast between trees. It's like... Sometimes it's like hard to click on stuff that you're right over or two things right next to each other or whatnot. So what I'll do is I'll go back and forth across the circle. I'll click on one thing on one side of the circle, and then I'll click on another thing on the other side of the circle. I'll be zip, 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 zip zipping around pretty fast, running all over the circle, collecting things.
It's pretty hard to... click on things you're standing on top of. See, I do the same thing.
Yes. And anything that's next to a flag seems like it's a pain in the butt, too.
Yeah, it's not something. Okay, I'm going to attack him.
Okay, here's where I lose signal.
EBT coming soon.
EBT? They take food stamps?
Yeah. Darn it.